And so it was somewhat mysterious to him. And he really called me to ask me, clinically, is it true that patients with metastatic disease do indeed have faster-growing tumors? And in fact, it's obviously true, as we find bigger cancers have a higher probability of metastatic spread, faster-growing cancers, and so on. But in that discussion, it became evident to us that one way of explaining this phenomenon was that the reason that the tumor was growing faster in the mammary fat pad was not that the cells were necessarily dividing more rapidly, but that they were metastasizing back to themselves. In other words, the cells would leave the mammary fat pad, some would go to lung, but some would go through the circulation and come back to the tumor where they came from.
It's mighty weird.
Do a return trip. But it's totally logical from a biological point of view, because after all, that organ is the organ they're most comfortable in. That's where they're growing in the first place. So, you know, a New Yorker can travel throughout the world, but has a pretty high probability of returning to New York, because that's the environment that the New Yorker is most comfortable in, for example. Maybe not the best example, but is an example that we can think about. And so from a biological point of view, it was just very, very logical. It would also explain a lot about cancer that right now is very mysterious. Why are cancers so disorganized histologically? Maybe they're disorganized because they're not one thing, but they are a collection of little things. In other words, little metastases. Maybe they're growing quickly because it's not one big mass, but it's a collection of little masses, and we know that little things grow faster than big things. That's the essence of Gompertzian growth, for example. May explain angiogenesis because each little tumor may require its own blood vessel to grow since it's somewhat independent of the other tumor cells, and therefore explains why you have increased vascularity in tumors, and so on. Indeed, invasiveness may not be invasiveness as we would think of it as spreading from the inside out, but rather evidence of metastases at the surface of the tumor and would have the same histological appearance. So he's actually done some experiments to confirm this, and those experiments are underway and, in fact, have been completed and are on the way to being published. So the bottom line is we're convinced that this does indeed occur and that tumors attract their own metastatic cancers, particularly, or aggressive cancers, attract their own cells that go out into the circulation. And we've termed this self-seeding because it's reminiscent of the way weeds take over your garden. Now, a weed is not an oak tree that takes over your garden by growing so big. A weed takes over your garden by seeding other weed plants. Each weed plant is not particularly fast-growing, in fact, and each weed plant is not particularly large. It's not the weed that takes over your garden, it's the weed bed. It's the conglomerate of weeds that take over your garden. And they are invasive into normal plants in your garden. And they are metastatic because the same seeds that could fall in your garden can fall in your neighbor's garden. So thinking of a cancer as a weed bed rather than a large plant makes enormous sense. Now, what's especially interesting, and by the way, you could think of a lot of variants of this. For example, imagine that you have a tumor that is very good at seeding distant sites, but not very good at seeding itself. That tumor will extinguish in the primary site, and that could explain carcinoma of unknown primary, could explain spontaneous regression, like we see in melanoma on occasion. Is that it's very good at seeding distant sites, but not good at seeding itself, and eventually will distinguish. It ties together closely with stem cell theory because these seeds may indeed be stem cells, and that's why they are causing continued growth wherever they're found, because each one is a nidus of another little tumor focus. So there are a lot of mysteries. Pancreatic carcinoma, for example, doesn't form very much of a mass because it may have such a tendency to self-seed that it never really divides very much wherever a cell finds itself. It just keeps seeding.
And then presumably local recurrence then is seeding rather than local recurrence?
Exactly. And multifocality, like in breast cancer, where you find multifocality. Why do you need radiotherapy to the breast after you've removed the lump with negative margins? How could that happen? The margins are totally negative, and yet if you don't give radiotherapy, half or more patients are going to relapse in the breast. Why is that so? Because according to this theory, the cancer is actually metastasized to the breast.